From Hollywood, it's the new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, clip your Bergens, help me, I'll mow you down.
Sunday night, and time again, transcribed for Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, with Mortimer Stewart, Effie Clinker, Ray Noble, Jack Kirkwood, Rudy Whistler, the Mellow Man, yours truly, John Heaston, and our special guests, Helen O'Connell and Gordon Scott. And here they are now, the stars of our show, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Our sing is here, the sparrows are singing, and the hummingbirds are humming.
Charlie, oh, the bald eagle is here.
I want to talk to you about a certain little item that have, little things that have been disappearing from my house.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, excuse me, Bergen, I got to throw a bird out of the bird bath.
You do? Why?
Well, it's a male robin, and he's been using a towel marked hers.
Dirty bird. Oh. This is serious, Charlie. Food has been missing from my deep freeze, and I want to know, are you guilty or are you innocent?
Can I have another category?
No, you don't.
Or better yet, can I think it over and come back next week?
No, you don't. Come on up with it.
Bergen, I don't know anything about that missing food, so help me.
Is that so?
Yeah.
I don't know when to believe you.
Well, now would be a peachy time. No.
Are you sure you didn't take any of that stuff?
I'm dead sure.
Are you sure you didn't go near the deep freeze?
I'm dead sure.
The cook saw you getting in there.
She did?
Yes.
I'm dead.
Sure. Charlie, I expect the truth.
All right. I took the food, Bergie, because Skinny Dugan and I have just opened a lunch wagon.
A lunch wagon?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's it.
Yes, it's called the McCarthy Dugan Greasy Grotto. Our slogan is food like Mother used to cook when she was trying to collect Dad's insurance.
I see. So you two are in business again?
Yeah.
Well, tell me, is your lunchroom, is it very popular?
Oh, is it? We just got the good housekeeping seal of indigestion. Yeah. With a bicarbonate cluster.
Yes. Sounds like it's quite a place. Do you have food to take out?
Yes, but no one's made it yet, aren't they?
I'm surprised you can do any business with a name like that, the Greasy Grotto.
Yeah?
Yeah, yes.
Well, it's more popularly known as the pump room.
The pump room?
Yeah, the stomach pump.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. What's the specialty of the house?
What do you say, boy?
I say, what's the specialty of the house?
Well, you should try some of our kidney pie.
Well, what's in it?
Oh, crazy mixed up kidneys, I guess. And what a dessert. Oh, we've got a pizza parfait.
Oh.
Smothered in chow mein.
Oh, my.
Oh, my word. Just what I love, English cooking. I thought I'd just start off with a laugh.
Yes. Well, don't expect things too easy. Try again.
Never mind. Ray, have you heard the news? Charlie's opened a lunch wagon.
Oh, really? I say that's jolly.
Yes, yeah.
Perhaps my band and I could play during the dinner hour.
No, now that might be a good idea, Ray. It'll help drown out the screams.
Oh, gee.
I hate to hear people
suffer. No, really, Johnny, we have some very appropriate tunes we could play.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. There's I've Got Plenty of Mutton.
No, no.
And Liver, Come Back to Me.
I does.
All right. And don't forget Sweet Stew.
Oh, no, no, please, no.
And Deep in the Heart of Tarkov.
Tarkov, yes.
That's Mexican, you know.
Yes, oh, yes. Well, it should be, yes.
Oh, yes.
Awesome.
And those little white flies.
Oh, now, get him out. And
for dessert music, yeah. We'll play When It's Strawberry Time in the Lunch Wagon, I'll Get Rash with You.
Yeah.
That's very romantic, that one.
Yes, I guess so, yeah. Ray, the traffic is very heavy out on Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, yes, old boy.
Be a good fellow. Go jaywalk. All right.
Charlie, an orchestra might be a good idea for your lunch wagon.
Well, there isn't room enough, Bergen. All those musicians in there, they, you know, would never fit in your trailer.
Did you say in my trailer? You're using my trailer for a lunchroom.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's a brand new trailer.
Yes, yes. It is. Wasn't it?
Wasn't it? What's happened?
Well, now, you see, Bergie, I was making crepes Suzette,
you know. Crepes Suzette.
Yeah, you know. Those four-alarm pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
The flames leap from my chafing dish. Somehow, I don't know. I think I put too much gasoline in, I must have.
Gasoline and crepes Suzette?
Yeah.
I see. My.
I put cleaning fluid in shish kebab.
Is it?
So I don't want everything to taste the same.
No. Well, what happened? Was the woodwork scorched?
Slightly, yes. To a cinder.
If you hadn't had that gasoline so close to the wall, the woodwork wouldn't have caught fire.
No, you're right there. You're right. And if the woodwork hadn't caught fire, the ceiling wouldn't have burned down.
The ceiling? You mean the roof caught on fire?
That's right. So from now on, it's open house.
All right. This is terrible, Charlie. You stole food from my freezer.
Yes.
And you lied to me. And you burned down my trailer. Why do you do this to me, Charlie?
I don't know, Bertie. I guess we were just made for each other.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is vacation week for Carol Richards. She gassed up her Flying Red Horse and is off on a round of personal appearances. However, during her absence, one of her very talented compatriots has graciously consented to fill in. Here she is, one of the country's leading singing stars, Miss Helen O'Connell, and It's Love.
It's love, it's love. Well, who would have thought it? If this is love, then why have I fought it? What a way to feel. I could touch the sky. What a way to feel. I have found my guy. It's love, at last. I've someone to cheer for. It's love, at last. I've learned what we're here for. I've heard it said. You know it when you see it. Well, I see it. I know it. It's love. It's love. It's love. Well, who would have thought it? If this is love, well, why have I fought it? What a way to feel. I could touch the sky. What a way to feel. I have found my God. It's love. At last, I've someone to cheer for. It's love. At last, I've learned what we're here for.
Ladies and gentlemen, now it's time for the educational and constructive portion of our program. Professor Kirkwood's do-it-yourself department.
And now here's our own do-it-yourself expert, who can do almost anything and anybody, Professor Kirkwood. The professor's subject for today is of utmost interest to all henpecked husbands. A build-it-yourself doghouse kit.
Greetings and altercations.
How are you today, Professor?
Not so good, boy.
Oh,
I was up most of the night cramming for a test.
What kind of a test?
A sobriety test.
I imagine you flunked.
Oh, that was just a lucky guess, boy.
Not really. Your breath just melted my tie pin.
Breath just melted your tie. This is worse than the cure. Here tonight with my build-it-yourself doghouse kit to help the husbands of America.
How does it happen that you take such an interest in this subject of hen-pecked husbands and doghouses? Are you speaking from experience, Professor?
Am I? Why, I even spent my honeymoon in the doghouse.
Yes, that's true.
And after that, it was even worse. She let me out, and I had to spend some time with her.
Then I take it you're married.
Yeah, I'm married, and you can take it. I'll never forget that marriage ceremony.
Yes.
The guests throwing old shoes, and my wife's relatives trying them on.
Oh. Yeah. Must have been quite a wedding.
Oh, yeah. My wife said I do, and I said I do.
Yes.
And that's the last time we ever agreed on anything.
Yes. He said that, isn't
it? Oh, yes. Ever since it's been nag, 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 nag. And she looks like one, too.
Now, that is awful. You shouldn't compare your wife to a horse.
Oh, you're right. No. It isn't fair to the horse.
You must be exaggerating your wife's appearance.
Oh, no, I'm not, boy. Yeah. What a woman. A sweater doesn't do a thing for her but make her rich.
Well, that keeps her busy, though, doesn't it? Come now, I believe...
Now, you know what her old job was?
No, I don't know.
Teaching the Marines to fight dirty.
Is there... I still think you should stand up to her. After all, are you a man or a mouse?
Oh, I must be a man. My wife's afraid of a mouse.
Have you ever tried to stand up for your rights?
Oh, yes, once.
What happened?
The Blue Cross canceled my policy. Well, most men are henpecked.
Yeah.
I'm buzzard bitten.
I say, Professor, when you say that all men are henpecked, are you including me?
You mean to say you're not?
No. You should hear me talk back to my wife when she complains about my cooking, old boy.
You need one of my doghouse kits, boy. And the Kirkwood doghouse is really very well constructed. The roof is made out of shingles, and the walls can be either stuccoed, papered, or
plastic?
Yeah, but I'll sober up before I go home.
No.
Now, with each doghouse kit, you're also entitled to a feeding dish. And we put your name on it, whatever your wife calls you. That is, if we can send it through the mail.
That's very clever.
Oh, you think so, eh?
Yes. You'll sober up before you go home.
Oh. I hate him almost as much as my wife.
Oh, now, see here, old boy.
And that's just what she looks like, an old boy.
You shouldn't talk about your wife that way. After all, she's a woman, isn't she?
Well, yes. As far as I know. Actually, I have a pet name for her. I call her my little maid, Myr.
Maid,
Myr? I say, Professor, you've got that backwards, you know. Don't you mean mermaid?
Yeah. No. With her, the top half looks like a fish. Yes, sir. She'd be pretty unattractive if it wasn't for her tattooing.
Professor, do you mean you married a tattooed woman?
Yeah, but just my luck, I'd seen the picture before.
Don't you and your wife have anything at all in common?
Well, we both smoke the same brand of cigars.
No, I mean, don't you ever go out together?
No, yes. That reminds me. We're going to the fight tonight.
Oh, who's fighting?
Us. Well, come on, boy.
Now here's our boy singer, Rudy Whistler, with a complaint that he's too young for the blues.
Such a young thing to run away from your mother. right into the arms of a lover. I should leave you standing here in your brand new shoes, because you're just too young for the blues. But you're baby, yet your kiss is so tender. I'm a big fool if I ever surrender. I'll come back someday when you learn the rules, because you're just too young for the blues. Soon enough the blues will come and break your heart. So take this good advice before the teardrops start. It's a hard game and I'm always a winner, but I can't hurt such a lovely beginner. Guess I'll have to stick around and lose, because you're just too young for the blues. Soon enough those blues will come and break your heart. So take your getaway before the teardrops start. It's a hard game and I'm always a winner, but I can't hurt such a lovely beginner.
Pretty lousy, wasn't it?
Yes, it's good to see you, Mortimer.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Did anything exciting happen the past week on the farm?
Well, there's always something happening on the farm. Good evening. Yeah.
Well, what happened the past week?
Well, for one thing, our bathroom caught on fire.
Your bathroom?
Darkness, eh? Yeah.
Did it do much damage to the house?
I was telling Grandpa.
Oh, what'd you say? I say, did it do much damage to the house?
No. No, it didn't spread to the house. Oh, it's funny on a rainy night, I'll tell you that.
Well, how are you doing at school?
Well, not too good. I ain't no whiz, you know. No, I guess not. They're always wanting me to rememberize things, you know.
Yeah,
they're changing things every day there, yeah. Like this here poem I got to memorize that.
Yeah. You have to learn this poem by heart?
No, by tomorrow. Oh, by tomorrow.
What's the poem about?
What?
What's it about?
Oh, it's about four lines.
Four lines,
yeah.
Well, let's see the poem. This one.
Yeah, there it is. There.
Oh, why, that's Sing a Song of Sixpence.
Yeah, it is, ain't it?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like, yeah.
Why, Mortimer, a child of five could memorize that.
Because, huh?
Yes,
of five.
Yes, of course.
There's my trouble right there. I'm too old now.
Your brain is probably just a little rusty.
No, I think you're right. I think it's the water that's getting in through my ears. Yeah. I know one thing, they ain't making them like they used to. No. I ain't getting them anyway. Yeah, right.
Well, I'll help you with this poem.
All right.
Now, if you start it. Hey, what's the first line? You start off the poem.
Yeah,
what's the first line?
Oh, let's see, the first line.
Yeah, go ahead.
Little boy blue, come blow your nose. No.
Here it is.
Oh, yeah.
Sing a song of sixpence.
Yeah. A snoot full of rye. No, no, no.
A pocket full of rye.
What?
A pocket full of rye.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Must be a pretty wet pocket, yes.
The first line is sing a song of sixpence, a pocket full of rye. Now, what comes after the first line?
Oh, let's see. The second line?
Yes, I know. What is it? It's 4 and 20 what?
I give up.
Well, now, you didn't even try.
Well, I know, but that saves a lot of time.
Yeah. Mortimer, you can learn this poem if you just try.
Okay. I will learn this here poem now. I'll learn it or my name ain't, my name ain't, ain't, my name ain't, no, it ain't, no. Oh, hush out there, you. Smart Alex, Smart Alex. It ain't Alex, no.
Mortimer.
No, that don't sound right either.
Well, now let's get back to the poem. The next line is 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in the pie.
I hope they took the feathers off. Oh, yeah. Kind of ticklish eating you, all right.
Yeah. Well, now let's go. When the pie was opened,
the little dog laughed to see such a mess.
No. When the birds began to do what?
Lay eggs.
No. When the pie was opened, the birds began to sing.
You know what I think?
What?
You know what? What? Well, I think that pie wasn't cooked enough.
Yeah. We're almost finished now. What comes at the end?
A period.
That's right. Wasn't that a dainty dish to set before the king?
It is if he likes live blackbirds, it is.
Well, I've given you all the lines now.
Yeah.
Now recite the whole rhyme.
All right. What's the rhyme?
What's the rhyme? I don't think you could learn this rhyme in 100 years.
Well, if you're going to put a time limit on it, I ain't even going to try. Good.
Now here are the Mellow Men, living it up with a bottle of Old Charter and 4 straws. They sing Hot Diggity.
Diggity, dog, diggity, boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me, what you do to me? Hot diggity, dog, diggity, boom, what you do to me? When you're holding me tight, never dreamed anybody could kiss that away, bring me bliss that away, with a kiss that away. What a wonderful feeling to feel that away. Tell me, where have you been all my life? Dog, diggity, boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me, what you do to me? Hot diggity, dog, diggity, boom, what you do to me? When you're holding me tight. Oh, hot diggity, dog, diggity, boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me? Hot diggity, dog diggity, boom. What you do to me? When you're holding me tight.
There's a cute little cottage for two that away. Guys in blue that away. Things come true that away.
If you say I can share it with you that away, I'll be happy the rest of my life. Oh, hot diggity, dog diggity, boom.
Hour, transcribed with Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Snerd, Ellen O'Connell, Rudy Whistler, Jack Kirkwood, the Mellow Men, and Ray Noble will be back after station identification.